Hey guys.
Yeah.
Let's do an intro. Check. Check. Check.
Welcome, welcome.
Here we are.
Once again. Yay. Welcome to episode My Hero Piss Boy. The reaction to that. It's like, oh my god.
I just hate it when the show gets too biographical, man.
What do you mean biographical?
John's like, what does that word mean? If I
No, I mean, I'm saying that if you're going to say it as an insult, you should say you hate it when it gets too autobiographical. But.
Oh! John was writing a biography on Luke.
Yeah.
Fucker.
He's my hero piss boy.
And his hero piss boy.
Welcome to Poo Corner, the segment where we attempt to try to solve the world's problems.
Something that in the world a big problem is fighting for natural resources, in particularly oil. And that seems to be causing a lot of problems in the world. So what would be ideal to replace oil with to stop all these conflicts?
Piss. It's a renewable resource. There's a lot of it.
Country with the biggest population wins.
That's true.
Well, and apparently in places like Japan, they wouldn't even really need much for filling stations.
Surrounded by piss.
Floating in it.
From our earlier discussion, it's just people could just fall off the pile and start filling the piss tank. Anyways. Oh, I think that would be great if they could make a fuel out of it. It would be, some way to use it as a fuel. That'd be awesome.
It would really stink, though, huh?
Well, like any more than gas?
Well, like warm piss smells. Just imagine if it was burning in your car.
Well, I don't know. Gas stinks, but I mean, when they, they
matter. All the exhaust is on the outside. We're inside the car. We're good.
If they were able to...
What about pedestrians?
No, but who knows what it would smell like, once it was used as spent as energy. Who knows?
And what if you ate asparagus before?
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. Maybe they'd have some kind of filtration system or something.
Oh, well, that's
on
okay.
The gathered piss.
Explain the asparagus thing again.
Some people, maybe Luke knows what the deal is. I think that there's like a gene or something. If you don't have it, you don't metabolize it quite right or something, and then your piss really stinks afterwards.
Oh, I thought it was everyone.
No, I think it's just most people.
I'm a mutant.
I think maybe you're a non-mutant. Well, does it stink for you?
If it stinks bad.
Yeah, I think that's the majority case. I don't know, Luke, do you have any?
Regardless, Warren is a mutant.
Yeah, Warren is a mutant, yeah. Do you know anything about this, Luke? Am I describing this at all correctly?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. That's what I heard somewhere.
I've never done a lot of piss smelling after I eat asparagus.
Well, you can't help it.
Yeah, you
it's
would,
so bad.
You would notice it if it was the same
maybe
thing.
Maybe I don't have that gene.
Or maybe you have the gene, I don't know.
Precious few.
You're a mutant.
Yeah.
That would explain this. Well, nothing.
That would explain a few things, probably.
It stinks! Yeah, yeah!
It stinks!
It stinks! Yeah, yeah!
Love stinks!
Anyways, so what do you guys think about the piss fuel idea? Yay, nay?
I think the best thing to use as a substitute would be a vacuum. Nothing. Because that's what there's most of in the universe.
That's great. Well, how are you going to use it?
Well, how are you going to use piss?
I don't know yet.
If we're just going to ad hoc come up with ridiculous ideas, I don't have to fucking give you the physics.
Okay. All right.
You got served.
Apparently so.
Checkmate.
Checkmate. At least I can conceive of some kind of physics, either a chemical reaction or, like, combustion or something that they might be
or
able to do.
Pissing into a car.
All right, you do a little experiment right now. Light your piss on fire.
Well, no. Number one, I don't have any. Number two, I don't have a lighter. And number three, I don't want to. But I guess I'm just trying to figure out how you could possibly use a vacuum as a fuel.
Well, I'm not sure, but it seems to me that when you expose shit to a vacuum, all kinds of stuff happens, right?
Okay, very good.
All kinds of
kinematic
things happen.
Shit happens.
Reverse propulsion?
Yep.
What the hell does that mean?
That's how you travel with
Explain it.
A vacuum.
Oh, the vacuum, okay. So, like, suction.
Well, for you laymen, yes.
Yeah, for us laymen. For those of us not accustomed or not well acquainted with vacuum-based travel, that's what it would be called.
You could suck your way through life.
Yeah, well,
hey,
I think
John already does.
Oh, damn, he just beat me to it. I was just going to say that
everyone
that's
wanted that
does.
One.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superhero's Phone Booth.
Watch out for Denial Man.
I don't know if that's so much a superhero. I think I know a lot of fuckers like that.
No, but this guy's like superhuman with his denying.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
All right, and how does he defeat the gorilla? Let's hear that right off the bat.
Well, he might not, but he won't admit it.
Whoa. What the fuck makes this guy a superhero then?
Hey, as far as he's concerned, he did.
Okay, all right.
I don't think you can proclaim yourself a superhero.
Oh, no, he is a superhero with super denying ability.
So how does his denying defeat people, or that's just not the point?
Well,
he doesn't defeat anyone.
It...
He just is in tremendous denial about that fact.
Well, he might win, but as far as you're concerned, he does, because that's what he tells everyone.
Unless yeah, but like I said, I know a lot of fuckers like that, and that is not a superpower.
No, but they just have regular denial powers.
I don't understand the difference. Explain the difference to me.
He'll convince you that he beat the supervillain.
Okay, so his denial is...
persuasive.
Is so extremely persuasive.
It is.
To superhero proportions. Well...
Yes.
I don't know. Personally, I think this is a pretty fucking lame superhero, but I guess if he was able to convince me every time, then I'd have to be impressed.
I'm not doing it justice, because I don't have the power.
Is he a superhero or a superhero?
I don't know. I'm starting to believe that this guy is you.
Does he fight for good or evil?
For good. Well, so he says.
Let me ask you this one.
Who knows?
Let me ask you this, Warren. Have you come up against any shit-throwing gorillas lately?
No.
Okay.
That's tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Who knows what that means?
Yeah, exactly. You could be denying the entire event.
His no.
Just to convince me that he's not Denial Man, which is pretty impressive.
In addition to denying shit, he would also have to proclaim a bunch of stuff. Because he'd have to tell you about the crime he was fighting, wouldn't he?
Well, I guess he's just in denial about the fact that he hasn't done any of it. So he's going around proclaiming stuff that perhaps he even believes he did or something, but he's in denial that he didn't do it. Is that the idea? Am I anywhere close? Yeah, not surprised.
I have no idea.
I want to be the sidekick that walks around behind him saying, you know, you're great. No, I'm not. No, 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 you're great. No, I'm not.
But is the guy, I don't think he's denying his own abilities. I think he's in denial about the fact that he hasn't done any of the stuff that he claims to do.
He could.
Oh, okay. Then I'm thoroughly confused. I don't understand this guy at all. He's a complicated man.
That's the point.
We can't even comprehend how complicated this fucker is.
I bet he has no trouble hiding his alter ego.
Which is what?
Well, like his everyday persona when he's not looking like a superhero.
Yeah, probably
not.
Maybe
he's too good at that. That would be the dead giveaway. If a guy was so good at convincing you that he wasn't the superhero, you'd know it was him.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
I can be this guy. Oh, I must be this guy.
Well, just think about, consider the example if it, you know, say if it actually was Warren. Clearly none of us believe that he's a superhero. So if he's
I'm
actually
not a superhero.
See, he's done a very good job of convincing us, even without
Maybe
trying.
Too good a job.
Perhaps too good a job. I'm starting to be suspicious now.
You can tell it's super denial boy by his overuse of his mangina.
Super denial man.
Oh, sorry.
No, he's super denial boy. He's in denial about that.
Piss Boy is exiting stage left.
Yeah, he's my hero.
He's pissed himself dry.
Well, okay, he's not my hero yet. If he could solve the oil crisis with his piss alone, he'd be my hero. All right, so enough of that. Show's over. Go on with your filthy, silly life.
Jeez.
The website is limitedappeal.net, the email address, and we'd damn well like it if you fuckers would email us once in a while. maskedman@limitedappeal.net.
Give our mail sack a good punch. Or check us out at myspace.com/limitedappeal.
In case you're expecting something.
Shit.
This is what you get. And fuck you guys, I'm out of here.
See you later, piss boy.
That little groan at the end.
Wow.